Okay, it's tournament time now. We're talking with Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. And, Coach, you know, this is – I think the first thing I want to ask you about, Coach, is the fact that you've had a full season in. It's been, what, two-plus years, and we got a full tournament schedule coming up. So tell me about maybe your mental state, the mental state of the kids in general, and then we'll take a look at the season.
Yeah, we've had obviously a crazy year. We had more games canceled, that we had to make it. We had to play 11 games in 22 days.
Oh, my.
Which is like a pro schedule. but we, we're through it. We ended up pretty good at the end here. We were healthy and we're all on the same page. The kids are really excited. They're practicing hard. They're practicing smart. We had obviously a big win against Masco, that sort of propelled us. So we had a unfortunately disappointing loss to Cambridge. We outshot them 57-15 and lost.
Whoa!
Yeah, we had like four or five, maybe even six posts, but hey, they won. like my kids were saying, I can't believe we had eight posts. I said they didn't go in, so. Yeah. Don't worry. Don't talk about it.
Good heavens.
But we, we had that 7-2 win over Masco, which was huge. And, now we drew Rockport in the playoffs and, we're back to work. We break it down like a pro playoff. We go over all the areas we need to go over. We really pay attention to detail, eating, sleeping, mm-hmm. everything that goes into, making sure we're doing things right. We arranged a trip over to BU on our off day. Coach Ruzioni met us over there too, and took the kids to the locker room. They watched practice, talked to the kids. I just wanted them to see what it's like at the next level mm-hmm. and how they pay attention to detail. And they were playing BC that weekend, which was great. And then we went over and. Coach Ruzioni and I have eaten for over 30, it's been there for over 30, 40 years, T. Anthony's and same owners. It was great. Took the kids for pizza and showed them around, showed them all the memorabilia, and it was great. It was a great team building day for us. And, now we're back to work and hopefully we can get through the first round. It's kind of crazy. Never hosted a playoff game before, but. Now at the D4 level, we could host up to two if we get by Rockport. A little different feeling, trying to get it back to the 70s and the 80s when the rinks were six deep watching games. And, mm-hmm. We've got the alert out to everybody, alumni and stuff like that. So hopefully we can pack it on Saturday.
Coach Hansen, over at the prep, Dale said, forget about the divisions. Especially on the North Shore. Do you feel, Dale, that the competition this year, whether it's 1, 2, or 3, D1, D2, or D3, is up a notch? Because it certainly looks like it to me. It looks like there are better skaters, there are more athletic kids, in general, especially at the top of the leagues.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I told our kids, we won't play against a better team than Gloucester or Masco.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the barometer, and we were lucky to split with both of them. And, I think our conference is very tough, and I think that's indicative of our seed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had a little bit of an up and down year. We just didn't, play our game, I thought, consistently. But again, because of our strength of schedule and who we play, it's tough, and I think Coach Hansen's right. I mean, I think on any night, any team could beat any team on the North Shore.
Well, it's interesting because I look at the way you put a hurting on Swampscott, and then I see that Cambridge squeezed by you guys. So it's really kind of weird, but in terms of talent across the board, as I said, it looks like this is an up year in Eastern Massachusetts hockey in general. I don't know that it rivals back in the 60s and 70s when you guys, came out and played Division I. But it seems like it's really on the upswing in general, Coach. Would you look at it that way?
Oh, I definitely would. I definitely would. you know, the landscape of hockey has changed so much since, you know, since I played. I mean, you know, you did 1 year of prep. I did a year of prep because I graduated at 17. And I wasn't going into BU to play at 17, I can tell you that. The year at New Hampton, you know, that was an unbelievable team. We were undefeated. And out of 20 guys on my team in New Hampton, 16 went to Division One.
Wow. Oh, man.
Yeah, Coach Marsh coached us, a great coach. And it was just different. I mean, everybody played for their hometown. I mean, Burlington's and Woburn's and Winthrop's and, you know, everywhere in the North Shore, the hockey in Boston's covering all the big boys.
Uh-huh.
That's when hockey, I feel, across the board was tremendous because there was a lot of pride in your town and playing for your school. And nobody went anywhere until, you know, you graduated.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it kept kids in town and playing. I mean, look at something like Salem. Really had no team anymore. Salem used to be great with McCarron
right.
and all those guys. The Taché brothers, I mean, those teams were good. Swampscott was really good. You know, teams that are now, you know, co-oping and joining other towns. I mean, it's crazy what junior hockey has done. And, you know, I really don't mind the junior hockey that's up there, like the junior Bruins or somebody that can really maybe catapult you into playing a high-level D3 or D1. But it's all the other teams that are popping up and guys just looking for the quick buck and advertising that they've got this and they've got that. And it's taking kids away from their hometowns and their programs, and it's decimated so many towns and programs.
Dale, has it done that? Has it done that in Winthrop?
Anybody wouldn't have a hockey team? I mean,
well, yeah, that's crazy. That one blew me away. And, but I'm looking at, like Winthrop, do you guys lose players? Because, you know, Gloucester's been able to hang on to, for example, Costanzo. I thought he was going to leave. Now, they did lose Del Torcio in football, okay? He went over to Pingree. You know, I didn't realize this is raking off the top and taking those guys. Does that happen in Winthrop, too?
No. I mean, geographically, and I think we're like Gloucester, you know, I mean, we're not going to lose kids to, you know, MC or Austin Prep or any of the preps up that way because, I mean, proximity, it's not easy. But, you know, these kids want to play for their towns. And,
yep.
And even when I have LeBlanc, who's arguably one of our best players, you know, in the town, through our program, I had him going to Salisbury for senior year because he needed to get challenged mm-hmm. and he needed to play against better players. But in the end, he said, Coach, I want to stay with my buddies, and I want to start what I finished. And I told him, well, as captain, you better be the best player on the ice every single day, practice, games, because you're giving up, you know, what I think you need to propel yourself into the D1. But to his, he did it, and he kept his promise. He was on early, off late, great captain, great player. And he ended up playing on a scholarship to Merrimack.
Coach, if I had a kid who could skate, I wanted to play for you. Because what you just said is so cool. You're guiding your kids individually to go to the best that they can be. And that means that could eventually, on some level, hurt your record at some point. But that's incredible, man. That's so cool.
Put the kids ahead of your program. If you have a kid that's special, you have to open the door and at some point. And then I've had kids that say, Coach, you know, what do you think about, could you help me get into a program? And I'll tell them straight out, you're not ready.
Okay, yep.
If you're ready, I'll open the door, I'll make the calls, I'll help you out.
Mm-hmm.
But if I think you can't play at that level yet, well, you're going to sit on the bench because mm-hmm. you know, you're robbing development time from yourself. I'd rather be the big fish in the small pond until it's time and have your name up in the forefront than go sit on the bench just because you're going to that school.
That's so consistent
it's very player specific for me.
Well, it's good coaching and it's good teaching and it is looking out for the benefit of the kid. And sometimes, like Tim Kearns will tell us, you know, kids want to go play D2 or D1 in football. And in baseball, he was a baseball coach and saying, look, you go to D2 or D1, you're going to sit on the bench if you make the team at all. D3, you're going to play and you're going to get noticed. So you know, there is that.
Hockey is so different. I mean, there's so many levels to our sport. And it's just, I mean, when you said you played club hockey years and years ago, it was horrible. Mm-hmm. And D3 was not what D3 is today. I mean, D2 was decent. D1 was where you had to be.
Right.
Now, club hockey is outstanding. D3 is tremendous. And D1 is as strong as it's ever been, if not stronger.
Yeah.
You know, but it's, there's different levels, there's different opportunities for different players, but at the end of the day, you have to be realistic. And, you know, I used to work with an agent where we worked for Orr. His name's Rick Curran.
Mm-hmm.
Rick and his brother Randy played at Merrimack. They're Canadian. They were twins. And Rick came to me and asked me some questions, and, you know, he asked me to go watch his son with him, and he said, "Dale, what do you think? Can he play at my alma mater?" And I said, "Honestly, Rick, no."
Oh, wow.
And he said, "Really?" He said, "Why?" And I just told him. I just said, you know, I outlined some things. I said, "Why are you pushing him to go play D1 at your alma mater? Is this for him or is this for you?"
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was a tough conversation. You know, this guy's one of my bosses, but I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to be a yes guy. I said, "Let your son go where he wants to go. He's gonna make great friends. He's gonna play at the level that he can excel at, and he'll love it." Well, I'll make a long story short. He went down to URI, and he played for Joe Augustine, great guy who played at BC with Mullen and all those guys. And he ended up being their all-time goal leading scorer. had an absolute ball, enjoyed himself, and the rest is history. You know, he would have went to Merrimack. Because Rick's who he is, he might have made the team, sat fourth line, in and out of the lineup. That's not joining your college.
Wow, wow. I know, man. As a teacher and as a mentor, man, Winthrop's lucky to have that kind of information. I know we have coaches like that throughout the North Shore. Thank goodness. And I know Gloucester's Derek Geary is one of them. And
Derek's very good.
Yeah, and they're going to tell you the truth, and that's good because. You know, so many parents have these dollar signs in their eyes, and that's hard to put up with. Now, in Winthrop, where it's a smaller school, Coach, do you have kids on your team who are multi-sports athletes?
Oh, yeah. We have, I had a lot of football players. My goalie last year, Hovermail, was outstanding. Football, hockey. I mean, this kid was all conference in both. We have a lot of players. Kids playing golf and baseball and I want that cross pollination. I want guys listening to different voices, different coaching methods, play with different athletes, develop different parts of your brain, your body. You know, everything trains differently. Everything is the thought process is different. We're more of a progressive thinking sport. I mean, they all are, but. Yeah, I think just opens up all your skill sets, all your mind, and different challenges for different situations. And in the end, it's only going to make you better in life because you're going to have different things come at you differently, and you'll be ready for it.
It looks like you guys are the second half of the season. It looks like you're winning 7 out of 9. As we know, the NEC is a tough conference, and you've played a tough schedule. What do they call it? Strength of schedule. but, you know, in terms... I have to keep asking you, Dale, because I don't know if it was Chris Hansen or someone mentioned about your defense and how your kids play. In developing, you know, you as a defensive coach, as a defensive player, I mean, that's your expertise. But putting that over into the kids, on kids, you know, when I played pickup hockey, man, all I wanted to do was go in the offensive zone and get the puck and try to shoot it at the net. I didn't want to go back on defense. Do young kids, I'm talking 8th, 9th graders coming into the program, do they have that mindset, or are they already understanding that you got to play the whole sheet of ice?
Well, no. And I think part of the problem is these kids, I mean, when we were younger, we played a ton of pickup hockey and a ton of street hockey.
Mm-hmm.
So you were playing everywhere. You were playing with it, without it. You understood. You competed at a different mindset, but it all transcended into, you know, once you get into organized hockey. And the toughest thing to teach is hockey sense and playing away from the puck. You want kids to use their instincts, but they're not, they're really not enhancing their instincts because they're only playing in season. They're not playing that street hockey, that pickup hockey, where it's all your different instincts came out. And that's why we try to do a lot of small area games, and we put time on the clock, make them competitions. Mm-hmm. It's great for the goaltending. It's great for the kids to, you know, lots of touches of the puck. But it's tough to teach kids today because, you know, no slight to youth hockey, but, you know, it's not like Canada where you have a lot of ex-coaches coaching their kids. A lot of these kids, that you got parents doing it, but some of them are doing it out of the kindness of their heart or out of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
The training isn't really there. And I don't like kids playing summer hockey because it's just a breeding ground for bad habits. You're lining pockets of these summer leagues. I get it, because this is the only way rinks survive, by having year-round hockey. But in the end, you're not helping the kids' development because they're only playing games, and they're not getting constructive criticism. They're not getting the practice time, and it hurts in the long run. So when we get them, we're trying to break bad habits mm-hmm. more than anything.
Yep.
I've got a couple of kids on my team, freshmen, I'm sure, and I've seen it with Derek's teams. They're skilled. I mean, they know where they're going. If they're going upstairs, they're going upstairs. If they know what to do with the puck. But trying to teach the other side of the game to them,
mm-hmm.
when they're told all summer just go score goals,
right?
It's very difficult, and it hurts your team, and it hurts the kid even more, because once they get to the upper level, or I shouldn't say upper level, upper grades, you know, 11 and 12 when they're supposed to be, 12th grade when they're supposed to be getting looked at, it's very difficult, because I know when I scouted, the first thing I watched in the kid was how he played in his own end. That's
okay.
It's a great indicator
mm-hmm.
of how he thinks. And
yep.
we do drills for this all the time. But I don't want them to become robotic, but at the same time, they have no idea what to do without the puck.
You know, it's funny, Coach Hansen said the same thing, even at the preps level, the kids that they get.
Correct.
And he said, you know, it was it's a challenge to teach some of these kids to do that. And you know, the prep ends up, those schools end up getting your super athletic dudes, you know. But it's the same problem there. Not problem, challenge. Challenge is the right word. You guys teach them that. And it's great. Now tell me about your team, coaches. We go into the state tournament. You got to play Rockport. But your
yep.
team has had, you call it sort of fits and starts up and down, but a real good strong finish and some tough competition.
Yeah, I mean, we like I said, we practice different situations on the ice so the kids know what to do. And unfortunately, I had the COVID side. I don't know the last time we talked, but I've been, I just got back on the bench.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yep.
And, my assistants are great, but, you know, I'm just watching different things, and we lost three games in a row with a two-goal lead in the third. We never do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was those games that, you know, then we'd practice, you know, and go over and talk about the situations and what we did wrong and how we didn't get pucks deep and all this stuff and chip pucks out. It was things that, you know, like you were just talking about, you know, playing away from the puck and goaltending and everything that needs to come with it. And, to tell you the truth, we became a better team. We were up 1-0 in Gloucester. I was watching on TV. Then Gloucester scored three real quick ones. It was 3-1. And going into the third, I believe it was 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
And my coach pulled a goalie in the second period.
Oh, my.
Did not back up.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't let in a goal for the third. We scored, and Derek actually called a timeout because we were really starting to come on.
Mm-hmm.
But it was from that point on that we went on the run. And we started our backup goalie again, who's very good. He's a junior, and Nico Bavine, and he won the next game. And then, you know, we were going to put him in again, and unfortunately he had a family death in the family, and his grandfather, and you know, we went back to our starter, and he played well again.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we've been on our run.
Yeah.
And it was just those types of moments that, you know, kids need to be recharged, refocused. You know, sometimes your starter thinks, hey, I'm the starter no matter what. Well, you're not.
Right, right.
And so it's a challenge. You know, it's you create those healthy competitions in practice, in games, and I think we're a better team for it. Like you said, we won 7 of 9. I think we're where we want to be mentally and physically.
Fantastic. Now, what about Rockport? That's your game coming up. Let me see here.
Yep.
When is that? That's Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay.
You know, I don't know much about them. And to tell you the truth, Rick, I really don't pay a lot of attention to my opponent as far as at this level. You're not playing series.
Yeah, you said that before, yeah.
Individual elimination.
Yep.
Single game elimination. So I don't put much into what the other team's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I put it into what we need to be doing. And if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, then we're going to be fine. If we need to make an adjustment in game, we're ready to do that. But, you know, we're not going to pay so much attention that, you know, they call it paralysis or analysis. We're not going to analyze the other team, making sure we're doing everything to shut them down when we're going to get away from our game.
Excellent.
So we put a lot into our, you know, like I said, what we need to do to be successful.
All right. It's Winthrop versus Rockport on Saturday, and that is, I presume, that's at the Larson.
Yep. 6:30 start. We're excited. Hopefully we can get a, you know, like the old days, get the crowds in there and get back to those old days in an arena or a Gloucester or a Winthrop and, you know, have a little flashback and, you know, get the towns excited again.
Tremendous. Dale, I'm going to call you next week no matter what happens, and we're going to talk some more hockey. And man, just thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I learned so much listening to you, and it's just a real pleasure. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, and good luck to all the teams on the North Shore in the playoffs.
Amen. Take care, Dale.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. That is Dale Dunbar, who is the Winthrop High School hockey coach and an NHL agent. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.